I'll check back.
I think right straight back there, Jeremy.
Yes, ma'am. Betty Reed.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. The Lord, last night he healed me from exhaustion. I take care of elderly brother. And I was here last night and this morning for service and back tonight. I didn't take a nap at all today. Cooked my dinner, the best dinner I ever had. I mean,
yay dinner.
And tonight he touched me. I had a trigger finger. They was talking about doing surgery on my left hand. And also I was in a car accident about 5 years ago.
Wow.
And the lower disc on the right side was messed up. But I feel good now.
Come on.
Down in my soul. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
I'm Tina, and I have an appointment this coming Friday for hearing aids. But as we were praying, the gentleman sitting behind me asked if I could hear him. And for the first time in 2 years, I heard him. And just a couple minutes ago, my nephew right over here whispered my name, and I turned and looked at him because I heard him.
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Zayden.
What's your name?
Zayden.
Zayden? What happened with you tonight? Did God heal you from something tonight? No. You just like to hold up your arm.
Zayden, you're doing great, man.
You're
Zayden,
champion.
You have so much destiny on your life. Zayden, God just loves you, and he surrounds you with friends. He loves you so much. Okay. Jeremy, we got some more running for you to do.
All right.
Jeremy, you're doing great. You're my hero. You're my hero, Jeremy.
My name's Linda. I'm a caregiver for a widow, and my hands and my feet get really stiff, and so my husband prayed for me, and I feel better.
Come on.
And I'm believing also for my eyes and my ears, and so.
Come on, that's so amazing.
Hi, I'm Perry, and I got my back prayed over, and I feel 10 times better.
Yeah.
Wow.
You?
It's not like anyone that went up there, like, it's not the knee or back, but for a while, I don't know exactly when it started, but my jaw had been locking, and, like, when I, like, opened my mouth, it would, like, pop or something, and my friend Carly over here, she was like, is your jaw hurting or something? And I was like right here, I'm like, not there, but here. And so she was like, can I pray for you? And the thing is that last night my mom had prayed for me and it started to feel better. And then after like a few minutes, it started again. And so tonight Carly prayed for me. And so it's feeling at least like 50% better.
Wow. Where's Carly? Where's Carly? Yay, Carly. Carly, can you pray for her again? Yeah, so what you're saying is that you were sitting there, they were giving testimony to what God was doing. Jesus spoke to Carly. Carly leaned over to you and asked... You what? You felt a pain in your... Wow. Wow. That's awesome. Okay. That's not awesome that you felt the pain, but that's awesome that you recognized... I want to get the language straight. That's awesome that you recognized that God was talking to you and then you leaned over to your friend and prayed. Can you just pray for her one more time? And then we'll check it out and see what's going on. I believe that if God spoke to you that about the pain in your friend's jaw and you prayed for her and she's getting better, I believe that he wants to do the next 50%. Yeah. So pray for her again. We'll check back in a few minutes. Where's Mr. Jeremy, you're on the other side now.
Yeah, here. Over.
Right. All right.
We got Eric who got a text message healing that he would like to testify about.
All right. I texted my mom. I didn't know of any pain she had, but I know she goes through stuff occasionally. And I just texted her, hey, random question. Do you have any pain in your body? And this is through Verizon, by the way.
You know, honestly, me and my wife are thinking about switching over to Verizon, so I just...
It's great.
I don't know. That doesn't mean anything. It's just kind of one of those things.
So this is a short conversation. She says, yeah, why? And I said, where at? She said, rear, comma, neck. I said, rear like butt or behind your neck? She said, upper butt muscles behind my neck too. And I said, God's going to heal you right now. And then she waits like a minute or two and she goes, is this something to do with the Bethel weekend? I say, haha, does it feel better? And within 60 seconds, she said, get out, yeah. And
wow.
That's awesome. Wow. Oh, come on. Come on.
I love those statements. I love those statements. It's like, get out, yeah. Stop it. I can't believe this. No. No way. Xavier, what you said last night when you were like, no way. I was like, man, I want to make a t-shirt out of that and wear it all over the world. That's just no way. It was like, that's awesome.
Up here.
Oh, okay.
Chad here has got something for us.
All right, Chad.
All right. I didn't have a physical healing, but more of faith healing.
Yes, yes.
I'm usually early and I sit up front, but I think every since I was young that God told me that I would have healing hands, and he just affirmed that the young man that I prayed for right here about his knee that came up, God told me to put my hands on him, and I just glorify him and just affirm that I'm going to have healing hands through him.
Yes.
Oh, so
yes.
Good.
Wow.
Hello, Chad.
Chad, that's accurate. That's an accurate word. God loves you, and he has given you a healing hands. And you're going to lay your hands on the sick and see them recover. You're going to lay your hands on the sick and see them well. And I actually see you going into hospitals and finding favor in hospitals and going in there and praying for people. And they're going to call you the hospital man. And you're going to be like, oh, it's the hospital man. He's here. And you're going to have a healing ministry in the hospital. And people are going to go home from the hospital. And they're like, why are you home from the hospital so early? And they'd be like, oh, there's this guy, Chad, praying for people, you know. God's gonna send you there. Listen, I think it's Jeremiah 1 verse 30, if I'm correct, and it says something like this: that God watches over His word so that it comes to pass. You know, God is always faithful to watch over His words, and when you get a word, God will watch over it so that it come to pass. It might not happen exactly the way we expect, but that's phenomenal. That's an activation. You're activated. That's phenomenal, Chad. Thank you. That's a great testimony.
All right.
Is that Omar back there?
We got Omar up
here. All right.
He got healing last night and this night.
Whoa!
Praise God. I was here last night, and I got healed. My tongue and my other index finger was hurting, and it been bothering me for over a month. But last night when Jeremy called for people who got problem with their hands should get up, I got up, and I got prayed for, and tonight I'm feeling 100% better.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Thank
That's
you,
incredible.
Lord.
That's incredible. Thank you,
and
God.
And I praise God. I thank the people that pray for me, and thank the church. I thank the pastors and everybody. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Wow, Omar. And Omar, is that correct that you were going to get surgery on your fingers? Is that accurate?
Yes.
Now, I guess no more surgery? No more surgery. That's awesome. That's awesome. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. I feel so overwhelmed right now, and I know we're making some jokes, and it's more lighthearted. It never is to demean what Jesus is doing. Like, this is absolutely phenomenal. I just feel like maybe if we could call the worship team back up, I just feel like now is the time to worship. Now is the time. Like, Jesus is doing so much right now, and if that's okay, I think Jesus is doing so much right now. And I just want to just get into worship and just listen. God just showed so much, and we just want to cultivate so much thanksgiving in our hearts. Listen, if you're going through a circumstance in your life that maybe is not a physical sickness, or maybe it's something in your marriage, maybe it's something in your family, maybe it's something with your job. Listen, there's so much faith in the room right now. I don't know if you guys feel it, but I could explain it like this. How many of you can attest to this, that it almost feels lighter in the room than when you first came in? Does that make sense? All right. It feels lighter in the room because God's just lifting things up, and there's a lightness of, there's faith. All right. That's like, it says in Hebrews chapter 1 that faith is a substance, right? Just stop right there. It's a substance. Like, I wonder if you could feel faith, if faith is a substance, you know? And I'm like, oh, I feel faith in the room. Like, this is phenomenal. And I'm like, I don't want any more time to pass without us. I know we've been celebrating and clapping, but I don't want any more time to pass without us worshiping Jesus and just sitting at the feet of Jesus and looking into Jesus's eyes and thanking him for all the amazing things that he's doing. And you want to know something else? I think I even saw more hands that were up that were going to testify to what God was doing. But I think I just want to just go into some worship time now. Thank you.
sometimes during worship things happen, and I'm going to share it. Sarah, Saeed's mom, struggled with depression and anxiety and just came in tonight, and she said during worship the depression and the anxiety just... And she doesn't know English. So it's not like the lyrics of the words we were singing. It's just the Spirit of God that's able to translate language barriers and break down those barriers. Your praise has more power than you think. The power of praise. Come on, let's continue to worship tonight.
Can I say one thing? Wait, let me say one thing. Listen. You're human. And you're going to struggle with some things in this life. And what we tend to do is we share according to the shame scale. So if we deal with certain issues, we're glad to share them. But depression and problems with sex and things like that, we don't want to share. But can I tell you, Jesus carried your shame. And He wants to set you free. So listen, if you'll just lift up and say, take this from me. And you carried my shame. Jesus, I give you my shame. I give you my depression. I give you my struggle. I give you what I'm going through. And begin to praise, begin to worship, and offer your best to Him. He'll walk you through this. But listen, church, we've got to get past the shame issue. We've got to begin to share. We've got to be open so that Jesus can set you free. Amen? Amen. Let's worship.
To sing about the joy of the Lord. Amen.
Awesome. Hallelujah. We got a phenomenal testimony. Rubino Barnes. Just right over there. He is a couple years ago. How many years has it been now? Four to five years. Just out of nowhere. Heart just stopped and had to go to the hospital. By the time he got there, had a lot of brain damage. Had just lack of oxygen to the brain, and has been progressing, and then has kind of been plateauing and not been able to make it to church often because he's been having a lot of lung problems with fluid in his lungs and just a lot of stuff there. He's extremely limited with mobility, and we were over there and we were praying with him, and he was sitting there. We had him stand up, and as we were praying, then we had him just walk down the and he usually needs an arm, and he usually needs some help or just someone there to make sure that he doesn't lose his balance. And he's literally walking this fast down. And so of course we're freaking out, and so I hold his hands, and we started jumping and just worshiping the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're seeing phenomenal, phenomenal breakthrough in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your breakthrough. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.
Amen. Wow. I realize that there's no sick people in heaven, you know, but I feel like this is a taste of what heaven's going to be like. It's just celebration. Just celebration, you know, like, I think, does the room feel even lighter than it did before, right? This is incredible. Levi, can you come up over here? Levi wanted to share something that he had, I believe God was talking to him about a healing, a specific healing.
I just, out of the blue, like, a couple minutes ago, I had really, really bad problems in my, like, right ear. Like, a really bad, like an ache, almost, like, in my right ear, and it just would not go away. And I wasn't sure if it was because of, like, the loud music, but, like, I've never had a problem with my right ear. So a lot of people got healed of healing stuff, and I was just wondering if there's anyone else that, like, you know, maybe you were, like, too nervous to raise your hand earlier, but you still have, like, hearing problems, specifically, like, in your right ear. Is there anyone? Even something else. Is there anyone? And then like an eardrum, yeah. Right here, right over there. Right there. Right here. Yeah, do you want to come up to the front?
Come on up front.
I just, as it goes on, like, it gradually just got worse. And I was like, I got to pray for it, otherwise my eardrum's going to burst, so.
We've actually seen this before where people don't even have eardrums before, and God does a creative miracle about creating an eardrum, right? I mean, if we're supposed to call things, though, as though they're not, you know, that even if people don't have certain things, that God could recreate that. We've even seen people that don't even have eyeballs, that God creates the eyeball. I mean, like, you know, that it might be stretching and it might be way out of the box, but listen, nothing is impossible with God. Why don't you guys come up in the middle over here? Levi's going to pray for you guys.
All right. Okay. Squat up. All right. Dear Jesus, we pray right now, God, that you would work in each one of these people down here, God. Everyone tonight who's still hurting with hearing problems, God, I pray that you would heal them in the name of Jesus. God, heal them in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it, God. God, we ask that you would restore eardrums right now, God. For people that are struggling a little bit and weren't healed all the way, I ask that you would heal them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Anything that you still can't hear? Okay, all right. It's your left ear. Okay, all right. Can you guys pray for her again? Yeah, just keep praying. Yeah, just command the ear to pop open.
There you go.
Out of nowhere.
Just stop. 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 Right now. Whatever it was, God, we reverse it in your name, in Yahweh's name. Jesus' name is reversed. It is gone. Complete restoration, Lord, in your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, so now those of you that are standing around her, we'll check it out. Do this. Speak to her and see if she could hear. Okay, so now instead of praying, back up a little bit and speak to her again. Can you plug the one ear?
Plug your good ear.
Yeah. Do you plug your good ear.
I have no good ear in my life.
Yeah. Still? Plug the good ear. Okay. Now, back up a little bit. Now say it again.
Jesus.
All right, Jesus, we just release your presence right now.
Jesus, heal.
Can you maybe go back into a song or so? Yeah. Just whatever you feel. Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Awesome. We have some more testimonies of some awesome breakthrough going on right now. This is Abby.
When I was growing up, I grew so fast that my spine actually was crooked and my muscles couldn't catch up, so it started pulling down on my lower back, and it was really bothering me this evening as everyone was praying and I was too afraid to stand up. But as my friends surrounded me with prayer, it just started fading and fading and fading, and I hardly feel anything at all.
More testimonies of some late breakthrough. Who since that didn't come up at the beginning? We got some new testimonies. Got some new testimonies. Come on, raise your hand and come on up.
I'm a Vietnam War veteran and lost some hearing during those years, and like double hearing, like an echo. But when the team was praying for me, the wonderful ladies down here, it just went completely clear, and I can hear everything clear. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him.
Actually, from my son, Ben. I texted him and told him that the Lord was going to heal him tonight. And I said, he had a meniscus surgery last year, almost to the day, and a thumb surgery. He broke the tendon and broke the thumb, and he can never go like this, they said, and he will have arthritis in his knee, and he's only 17. And I said, God is healing you right now, and I know you guys can't see this, but He sends me a picture of his thumb that he had 3 months of physical therapy, and he can now go like this. Little Ben. And his other text message said, there's still the clicking because the bone is on bone, the meniscus is torn. But he has no pain, and he can bend his knee all the way.
Wow.
So.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God doesn't need to restore cartilage to remove pain. God is bigger than that. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies? Any more awesome things? We got some phenomenal, phenomenal hallelujah stories coming here. Good. Awesome. Let's continue in worship.
Let's just give Him glory. It's about Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Okay, everyone, I wanted to share just one more fun thing. I think we're going to transition and maybe bring the meeting to a close. You're more than welcome to. Well, let me share this one thing first. I think that this is super important for this night because it's sort of like a. I was just really impressed by this. It's sort of a fulfillment of what God spoke to me a few days ago, and I was again like a little bit like I don't know if I want to release this publicly. It has to do with something I shared with you, Pastor. But listen to the first testimony. I think this is just this. I'm going to say it's fun for the obvious reason of I just think God is so creative. All right, could you share what was your name?
Donna. Well, I don't know what happened, but about a year and a half ago, I lost my sense of smell. I only have like categories of smell. And it's a little bit come back that they prayed for me tonight, and I'm getting more and more back, and stuff smells a lot nastier than I remember.
she was not smelling us, by the way. It just like, wow, that's incredible. So God's restoring your sense of smell. Yeah. All right. And share exactly what you shared with me.
I was, when they prayed for the knees and the back and everything, the people around me prayed for me, and I really wasn't feeling any relief or anything, but I did share with them that the last month and a half, 2 months, I guess, I've had 2 sinus surgeries and a lesion taken off my vocal cord, and they don't really know what is causing. I keep getting a fungal infection back in my sinus, and they have to go back in and do another surgery. And so I went to allergists and immunologists and now to the infectious disease doctors, and they're trying to figure out what it is, and they kind of think it's autoimmune disease. But when we were singing the song and we said, okay.
All right. So this is the really fun part. So you got the kind of the context and the background story. A few days ago, I arrived here on a Thursday afternoon, and I was praying to God, and I said, Jesus, tomorrow, Friday, is the 11th anniversary of when I got saved. I wonder why I'm here 11 years later after I got saved to the day, to the hour, preaching in a church, just preaching about Jesus Christ, you know? And Jesus said to me, Francesco, this is a good thing. And I said, well, what does the number 11 mean? Like, why is it 11 years? Like, why is that significant? It just felt like it was significant. Jesus said to me, have you tried looking up Revelation chapter 11, verse 11? And I said, no, I haven't. And so I did. And Revelation chapter 11, verse 11 says, but after 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood up on their feet, and a great fear fell on those who saw them. And I was like, well, that's a really obscure verse. I don't know what that means, but I thought it was interesting that I have been here for exactly 3.5 days. All right. And this verse talks about the breath of life from God entered into them. OK, I didn't pay her to say this, but check this out.
When we were singing the song that Jesus breath in our lungs, I just felt like a huge, huge breath go into me, into my lungs. And just like, and it just, I can't even tell you how powerful it was. I was falling apart. You can ask the people around me. But I can't wait to go back to the doctor. And I just want to see what he did. I just want to see if he's healed this.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Wow. It's his breath in our lungs. You guys were singing that. That's phenomenal. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Well, God is doing so much phenomenal stuff. You have...
very sharp pain from my neck right down to the lower part of my spine. And when they prayed first, the pain at the back stopped. But the one in the middle was still there, and I just got completely healed.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Wow. I feel in a daze. Does anyone else feel in a daze? I feel like I have no idea what's going on, other than Jesus is just so faithful. There's so much stuff that's happening. It's almost incredible. Do you remember at the end of John, at the end of the book of John, it says, and Jesus did many more things than this, that if they were to be written down in the libraries on earth, there wouldn't even be enough books or enough rooms. I feel like that right now. Like I could just fill up books and books and books of what God did tonight. That's so phenomenal. Well, we'd like to, Pastor, would you like to come and close the meeting? Or yeah. One quick question, too. I know that we were praying for hearing before with the right ear. Is there anyone that is missing an eardrum in the right ear or any other problem in the right ear? If that does that make sense to anybody? Please wave your hand if that makes sense. If that's anyone. Someone back there? Where's Levi at? And you have something in your right ear? Yeah? Levi. Can this gentleman with the blue shirt, and then, ma'am, I couldn't... Can you come up to the front, please? Levi, pray for this man in the blue shirt. Interview him, ask him what's going on with the right ear, and then this woman over here too.
I just, you know, we've been praying for a lot of physical healings, and we know that as human persons, God made us a three-part person. He made us a body, soul, and spirit. And we know when we get saved, our spirit gets made new. And some of you tonight, and of course our bodies, God is able to heal that too. But then there's the soul part of us, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. I just feel like, you know, there are many people here tonight, you're broken on the inside. Nobody can see it on the outside, but you're broken on the inside, there's something broken heart. And the scripture that, a couple of verses, Isaiah 61, it's really a prophecy of Christ coming and what Christ will do when He comes. But what's interesting about these verses I'm about to read to you, they were spoken over my wife and myself this morning in the service. And I'm going to read these and I'm going to pray for you, because I believe Jesus wants to heal your soul as well. So somebody's here and you're like, you know what? My arm feels fine, my leg feels fine, but my heart is my soul part of me is not well. Jesus came to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And then he goes on and he says, they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. If you need God to heal something on the inside of you that nobody can see, I want you to put your hands on your heart, if you would. Just over your heart. Put your hands over your heart right now. The same power that is healing ears and eyes and everything else tonight, the same power, Jesus, we invite you to do what you said you would come to do and begin a healing of the soul tonight. God, that you would bestow, and I just speak a crown of beauty instead of ashes. I speak oil of gladness instead of mourning. I speak garment of praise instead of spirit of despair in Jesus' mighty name. All the broken pieces inside of you, God is bringing back together right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, make us whole people, body, soul, and spirit. Begin that whole process, that healing in Jesus' name. Now, I don't know if you can check your heart like you can check your ear. Be looking for the oil of gladness. Amen. Be looking for the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. Be looking for the joy of the Lord, because that's yours as much as salvation is yours, as much as physical healing is yours. Joy of the Lord is yours tonight. How many of you believe that? Amen. Okay, what happened?
I feel the left side of my head is really tender,
and my neck is really tight on the left side. So I don't really know if it's for someone. If it is, I'd love to pray for you and just that.
Anybody? Raise your hand over here if there's somebody. Left side of your head, neck's tender. Pam, over here, over here, over here. Who else? On this side? Okay. Hold. Keep your hand up. You want them up here? Come on up here. Come on up here. Right on up here. Come right up front. We're going to pray right here.
Father God, right now, in Jesus' name, O Lord, in Jesus' name, O Lord, heal them right now, O Father God. Release that healing right now in your name, O Jesus. Release that healing, O Father God, that the tenderness, O Father God, is gone. That the tightness in the neck right now, Father, is gone. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. My neck is feeling a little good.
All right, so who's feeling different? Have we had a revelation of the goodness of God tonight?
Yeah.
How many of you experienced some type of healing tonight? Raise your hand. You've experienced a degree of healing tonight? Raise your hand. Look at that. Okay, so at the beginning of the night, we had a line of about, what, 8 people maybe? And now we have dozens of hands up. Dozens of hands. God is good. Remember, it's not about a location. It's not about this building. It's about your location. It's about where you are. And you bring the power of the Holy Spirit with you wherever you are. One of the things that we do want to do is record what God is doing. And there's 2 ways you can do that. There's a card in your pew. You can pull that out. On one side, it's a prayer request. On the other side, it's a praise report. You can just jot down what God did for you tonight. Or if you like to get on the computer and type away, you can go to gladtidingsomaha.com. And there's a big pop-up on the home page that says, tell your story. Tell your story. So if you want to tell and brag about what God has done in your life tonight, you can do that on our website. And then that way we can go public with it. We can share it with other people with your permission. You can say share it or keep it private. But how many of you know we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? And we need to get those testimonies out there. So, amen. Well, I don't know how to close a night like this. I think what we do need to say is thank you to the BAM team for coming. Francesco, thank you. We're not going to chase you out. We're not going to kick you out. But you can be dismissed if you'd like. I think the band's got a few. I think there's some more worship. I think there's some more praise going on. And so you're welcome to stay for that. God bless you. Let's just give a big shout for Jesus tonight. Can we just shout?
You guys ready?
Come on.
All right.
into the world we'll go, and we will rise up. You are the one who set us on motion.
Yours is the glory.
Hey, hey! We are the brave and new generation. Sing in a mercy. You are the one who set us on motion. Yours is the glory. There's a fire in our hearts and it burns for you.
Glory's praise.